We're going to move a little south of Ely and stop in Virginia, where Chris Holmes teaches fifth grade at the Roosevelt Elementary School, and this is their report.
Hello, my name is Kylie Romero. I am reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade class in Virginia, Minnesota. This is our Roosevelt Elementary School phonology for Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. The pair of swans that swim on Butler Swamp are still there. Joe reports four of them swimming on Silver Lake on Saturday. The silver maples on the tree across from our classroom have all turned yellow and are starting to turn brown this week. Eli left the classroom one day to get a drink of water, and a bird hit the big stairway window. Later, we found it dead on the sidewalk. It was a yellow bell sapsucker and threw it in the compost bin. Saturday was sunny and warm, and Angelina observed over 50 small, orange-painted lady butterflies in her yard. Haley reports seeing a pigeon get hit by a car by the army shell, and crows swooped in right away to check out the body. Emma says she was reading a book in the teepee she built in her backyard. The teepee came crashing down on her, and when she looked up, four crows were flying up to the treetops. She thinks they were the one that did it. Jerry reports over 100 ring-billed gulls lined up like soldiers on the roof of the Miners Memorial Building. Isaac reports that while shooting baskets out by the garage with a friend, a squirrel leaped from a tree, landed on the back of the rim, and just sat there chattering at him until Isaac took a shot and jumped to the ground and ran away. That is our report for the week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Nice report from Virginia. Our steady reporters from up there. Lots of good observations. I like the story of the crows dropping the teepee. I'm sure that they were responsible. Crows are very, very smart birds and no doubt had some ulterior motive in mind there.